What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "The Jews Did Not Want You to See the Successful Revolution That They Just Had in Bangladesh." As you guys know, I'm working on a food truck. We are at a pub waiting for the late night customers to come out in a bit. So obviously we're working off the generator. That's what you all hear in the background. 6,500 watt generator powering this food truck with AC, fucking three refrigerators and a hood, and this is a mini kitchen on wheels, guys. That's what it really is, a mini kitchen on wheels. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, the Jews did not want you to see a successful revolution that just happened in Bangladesh in the past just few weeks. So as you guys know, I own Metwali Web Services, which takes care of the hardware for MGTOW TV. As you guys know, MGTOW TV is a legit business. It's been around for 5 years. It never made money, and the IRS thinks it's like a hobby. And as you guys know, like 90% of the money MGTOW makes goes to the content creators. So the IRS is like, this is a hobby, and they want me to like pay up $6,000 in taxes. So our family CPA is like fighting them, telling them, no, this ain't a fucking hobby, dudes. You know, that's the whole thing with Biden getting 87,000 IRS agents. They're just shaking down people. They think if they scare you enough that you're gonna pay up, you know. And that might happen with the average Joe Schmo, but when you got a family CPA who's been doing your accounting for the family for decades, you know, that's a different ball game. So Metwali Web Services, we handle all the debt, all the hardware for MGTOW TV. That way MGTOW TV can actually post a profit, if you want to call it that. That way the IRS doesn't think we're a fucking hobby. And we're not a hobby. And the thing is, you know, a lot of you guys out there, you all been asking me, yo, Omar, why is there no new blood to MGTOW TV? It's because Google would not let us advertise MGTOW, okay? Every time I try to advertise MGTOW, they give me a message saying, oh, this is a malicious software. It's like, motherfucker, it's MGTOW, dude. How is it? They just don't want MGTOW advertised on the Google network, which obviously includes YouTube. So if any of you guys out there can advertise MGTOW, the acronym MGTOW, let me know. Trust and believe, you can't. I tried. You know, I really, if possible, I should be. We might have some customers coming, guys. Are they coming? Yeah, they're coming, guys. We got customers coming. Let's see if they're gonna come or they're gonna pass. They're coming. Alright, guys, I do apologize about that. We did get customers. They bought a baklava. Guys, I make the best baklavas you'll ever have. In fact, I'm gonna probably end up selling them on Amazon soon. Let's see if I can show you some of my baklava. It's in here somewhere. Let me show it to you. Alright, guys, this is my baklava over here, okay? See it? See my baklava, guys? This is my baklava, okay? Everybody loves my baklava, you know? My baklava, guys, is made out of, obviously, filio dough, layered filio dough, walnuts with some pistachio nuts in there, real honey, some cinnamon, brown sugar. They love my baklava, dudes. Everybody loves my baklava. I'm selling this box wholesale for like $32. Individually, it's like $5. So you save a couple of dollars if you buy this whole box compared to buying them individually. I'm probably gonna sell this box on Amazon for like $40, because you know they do take a big commission from you on Amazon. That's about 2 pounds of baklava right there, dudes. And that's a good shit, you know. Because I don't skimp on the quality materials. Again, we use real honey. A lot of these places, they use sugar only, okay? I only use real honey with a hint of light brown sugar and a little bit of cinnamon, okay? Anyways, going back to the point of this video, I can't advertise MGTOW, okay? Google wouldn't let me. You know, honestly, dudes, if I had the clout or the funds, I'd hire a lawyer and I would sue the pants off of Google and that fucking Corey Sells CEO of theirs, you know? That's what I would do. Yeah, there's a bartender out there. She's kind of cute. She used to work in a strip joint. That's what you all gonna have, dudes. All you guys are gonna have is fucking, that's all you're gonna have, dudes. All you're gonna have is, like, low-quality woman out there. She's kind of hot. I don't know if she's a real redhead or not, you know. Maybe she is, you know, pull her panties down, but most of these hoes are shaved nowadays. Anyway, so going back to what I was telling you guys is that you can't advertise MGTOW TV or MGTOW on the Google network. This is why we don't have new blood on MGTOW TV. It's just that, yeah, I can't advertise it. So if any of you guys out there can advertise it, you know, let me know. But trust and believe, you can't. And if I had the clout or the money, I'd hire a lawyer and sue the pants off of that fucking Corey Sale who runs Google. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, which is why the Jews don't want you to see the successful revolution that Bangladesh had. So the guy who's working on Mitwali Web Services, and the thing you guys need to understand about Mitwali Web Services is that we are a legit web hosting company, okay? We use WHMCS, we use cPanel, we use something for VPS that begins with an S. Dudes, we are a legit web hosting company, okay? And our prices are pretty damn good, right? So we have web hosting, we got VPS, as you guys know. We got web hosting, VPNs, TFM talks about our VPNs all the time, and now we finally have a VPS. For those of you guys who don't know what a VPS is like having your own little apartment in a building. You know, you don't own the building, you own the apartment, okay? That's pretty much what a VPS really is. And those VPS, depending on what you want from it, it can go anywhere from like $5-6 a month all the way up to like $20 a month, depending on how powerful you want that VPS, you know. So what we did is that we bought a whole server for $3,000. We own the server, okay? It's our server. I know TFM has been saying he might get kicked out off of the internet anytime soon. If we own the server, who's the fuck is gonna kick TFM off of our own motherfucking server, you know? So this is why we had to spend $3,000 to get a fucking good server that will last with us, you know, God willing, a couple of years. And eventually TFM is gonna do a telethon where he's gonna help us recoup the money we lost on the VP, on buying the VPS server, because I had to take the money out of this food truck business to get that server going. So, and we're not making that much money at Mitwali Web Services, and obviously food truck, we've only been around for a couple of months, we're not making that much money on the food truck either. So, you know, TFM is going to help me get some of that $3,000 back. Best thing to do, guys, would to actually go get yourself a VPS, VPN, or a web hosting package over at metweb.co. That's metweb.co. Anyways, let's go to the point of this video, okay? Because we're not talking about baklavas, we're not talking about pulling a girl's panties down to see if she's a redhead or anything like that, okay? So, the guy who's helping me set up the entire Metweb, Mitwali Web Services infrastructure, he is Bangladeshi, living in Bangladesh. So a few days ago, he disappeared, like, off the face of the internet. Now I'm like, is he okay? Did he find a better job and quit? What happened? And he just hit me up a couple of nights ago saying, hey man, we had a revolution here in Bangladesh. The feminist prime minister, she cut off the internet. Nobody in the world was actually reporting this revolution, but we got rid of our feminist dictator. In fact, not only was she a hardcore feminist, but she was a Zionist puppet. She was actually supporting LGBT and trans rights in Bangladesh. Imagine that. Imagine a Muslim majority country and your fucking prime minister is openly supporting LGBTQ and trans, you know, tranny faggots. So the people of Bangladesh, they couldn't take any more of this feminist terrorist slash Zionist puppet, and they had a major revolution where they just all descended on the capital. They went to the capital, they went to the homes of the people in charge, and they started, you know, burning shit up. They started doing all sorts of shit. And the government was blacking out, blocking the internet. That way they hoped that these people would not be able to work together, shit like that. But the people were so fed up with the Zionist puppet that the young people, they all descended on the capital, and more people were coming. And these people were determined that they're either gonna kill her or they're gonna die in the process. So at the end of the day, either the people were gonna die or the government was gonna die. And guess what? This feminist Zionist puppet, she fled Bangladesh, and now they have an interim government led by a guy by the name of Muhammad Yunus that everybody in Bangladesh loves. And now everybody is going back to restoring law and order. Now, the reason why the Jews didn't want you guys to see any of this, and I didn't know this happened until my Bangladeshi worker told me what was happening. And of course, you know, I went online to verify that there was indeed a revolution, and the feminist prime minister was kicked out, and now they have an interim government run by Muhammad Yunus. And guess what? None of the Western website companies were reporting on it. I was getting information from Al Jazeera, okay? I wasn't getting information from CNN or Fox News. What the fuck is CNN and Fox News talking about? Fucking cum bucket Harris, right? That's all they're talking about, okay? So the Jews did not want you to see this successful revolution in Bangladesh, lest you American people get any smart idea. Eventually, guys, more than likely, cum bucket Harris will be president, okay, guys? If cum bucket Harris becomes president, at that point, you guys have to make a conscious choice. Fight or flee, okay? Now, I'm going to talk about Bangladesh. I'm not going to talk about America because I know what happened in Bangladesh. What's going to happen in Bangladesh eventually is going to happen over here, okay? Now, let's talk about Bangladesh. So, the feminist, tyrannical, Zionist puppet, she was in charge for several years. She was supporting global homo, and the people were fed up with it, and they were like, either we're gonna die or you're gonna die, bitch. One of us is gonna die. And she ended up killing like 10,000 Bangladeshi people, but ultimately the Bangladeshi people won and she fled the country. And guess what? She's not gonna come back, okay? Nobody likes her. Like, cum bucket Harris, nobody likes her, okay? So, what happened here, guys? What happened here is that these people came to a conscious decision. I think we might have some customers coming along, guys. Let's see if we're gonna get, if we have customers or anything. No, we don't got customers. They are looking, okay, that's cool, back to you guys. So, the Bangladeshi people came to the conscious decision that either we're gonna die or she's gonna die, okay? So, what does that tell you guys? Like TFM said, When the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, that's when you American people are gonna finally rise up. Now, one of the good things about us in America that they didn't have in Bangladesh is we have guns in America. Having guns in America makes your life hell a lot easier, especially if you're shooting at other people who have guns. Are they gonna hit my truck? Damn, are they backing up this far? Okay, they're gone. Shit, they're gonna back up even a little bit more. Please don't hit the truck. Please don't hit the truck. You're drunk. I know you're drunk. Okay, they're gone. Alright, so having guns here in America makes your life a lot easier when you fight against an enemy who also has guns. So you're not outnumbered, and you're really not outgunned if you think about it, you know, because at the end of the day, it's going to be gun versus gun, aka the two-way rifle range, like Terrence Pop always says. So in the case of Bangladesh, guys, the pain of inaction was way more than the pain of action, okay? Because this woman was supporting Global Homo to the point where, just like they want to castrate kids here in America, they were doing that in Bangladesh. And the Bangladeshi people, obviously being Muslim, they're like, no, we're not gonna accept this. And they're like, either this bitch is gonna die or we're gonna die. And they were victorious. And the thing is, the revolution, in the grand scheme of things, guys, the revolution didn't last that long. Only 10,000 people out of 170 million people died. There was not that much destruction, okay? So in the grand scheme of things, this revolution, it wasn't a bloody revolution. The country didn't collapse, okay? What happened is that the people came to the conclusion that, again, she's gonna die or we're gonna die, okay? They came to that conclusion and they were victorious. Now, here in America, we're not there yet. If come Bucket Harris becomes president, and she will, we are gonna get to the point where the pain of inaction is gonna be more than the pain of action. Now, in that case, what you guys gotta do is look to the Bangladeshi people, okay? Either the tyrant dies or you die. Like the founding father said, the tree of liberty's got to be watered with the blood of martyrs and tyrants. So I want you guys to understand this good, okay? Come Bucket Harris, nobody likes her, okay? At the end of the day, the people who run America, the elite, the aristocracy, if they sense that, oh my God, the people are rising up against us and they might actually burn down the country and end up killing us, they will dump come Bucket Harris like this. At the end of the day, guys, Jeff Bezos doesn't give a flying fuck who runs this country. As long as he has his Amazon, his billions of dollars, and he's able to fuck some sort of Hispanic single mother who looks like a tranny, he doesn't care who runs the country. If anything, if MGTOW is running the country, he might actually like that, because we might get some of the money back from his ex-wife of a whore, you know? So at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, as long as the elites and aristocracy of any nation still are able to do what they do in relative peace and security, and they're left alone, they don't give a fuck who is running the country, okay? And these tyrants, okay, they're not liked, okay? Right now, this Prime Minister Zionist puppet, she's not gonna come back to power. Military won't let her in. The people won't let her in. The aristocracy, the elites of Bangladesh, they're not gonna let her come back. This is why the Jews did not want you to know of the Bangladeshi revolution, because they know that come Bucket Harris is going to be president. At the end of the day, guys, Trump is the ultimate con man, like Sheikh Imran Hossein said. At the end of the day, Trump and come Bucket Harris, they're two sides to the same coin. They both unanimously support the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, okay? At the end of the day, you're gonna get fucked, okay? Like the old saying says, who do you rather rule over you, the Chinese or the Jews? And the answer is the Jews. Why? Because at least the Jews take you to Disneyland first, okay? You know, the 4 years of Trump, that was our Disneyland. If you guys were not able to do something in the past 4 years with Trump, or at least up until now, you fucked, dude. When come Bucket Harris becomes president, you fucked, motherfucker. Okay? At least with me, I got a fucking food truck, okay? Our food is good. It's cheap, okay? People will always want to eat, okay? I got Ukrainian residency. I can get residency in Colombia. I'm good, motherfuckers. So if shit gets real bad here in America, which it will, in T-minus 2 hours, I can be in Colombia, okay, guys? I'm good. Okay? Are you good? Do you guys have your own business that will always be in demand? Do you guys have residency and dual citizenship in case you have to flee the country? You guys need to understand, when come Bucket Harris becomes president, and I know she's gonna become president, and I'm gonna tell you why. See, when the Persians installed a woman as their leader, okay, the Prophet Muhammad said, no nation led by a woman will ever be successful. And a couple of years after the death of the Prophet Muhammad, barefoot Bedouin Arabs conquered what was arguably the greatest empire at the time, all because it was led by a woman. Guys, when come Bucket Harris becomes president, that's when you know that America will fall, okay? The collapse will happen because of come Bucket Harris. So, what I tell you guys, okay? What I tell you guys is Ulama Ba. It's not now. Ulama Ba is Hebrew for the world to come, okay? If you're a dirty Jew, Ulama Ba is under the command of Satan. If you are a good Jew like myself, Ulama Ba is under the command of the Son of Mary. Now, here's what you guys need to understand. And this is the core difference between Bangladesh and America, okay? The core difference between Bangladesh and America is a lot of people here in America have to die. When the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back, for those of you who don't know any better, we can't have Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda fucking twerking. We can't have that, okay? A lot of people have to die here in America. There will be a collapse, okay? A lot of people out there, if they lose access to the internet, they're gonna die out of depression. A lot of people out there who don't know how to cook or fucking get their own motherfucking food, like fucking get a fucking pole and go to the local watering hole, get yourself a motherfucking fish, they're gonna die, okay? You guys need to understand, right now, best thing for you and me is to get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Bitch Pill, traps and Thai ladyboys, okay, guys? You can't be here in America when shit hits the fan. Because a lot of people here in America, they're wicked, and God is gonna wipe the ground with them. You all don't wanna be here when God decides to knock us the fuck out. Whether it's nuclear bombs, whether it's whatever the case is, guys. When the collapse happens here in America, it's gonna be on a biblical proportion that we have never seen in Western civilization before. And let me tell you something, dudes. we have not had hard times in almost 100 years, okay? All we have known for the past 80 years is nothing but good times. That's all we have known, okay? All the old people out there who have known what hard times are, they're either dead or they're pretty much dead already, okay? So this generation of Americans, especially the Gen Z, they don't know what hard times are, okay? So when shit gets bad for them, a lot of people are going to fucking lose it, okay, guys? A lot of people are genuinely gonna fucking lose it and they're gonna end up dead, okay? So you guys need to understand, God is gonna be punishing Western civilization. When he punishes Western civilization, you guys better not be here, okay? Now, after God, Nagasaki, Hiroshima's Western civilization, then that's where we can have that revolution and we can go after the enemies of God, okay? By that time, Western civilization is gonna be destroyed, okay? So, right now, guys, okay? Right now, guys, best thing for you to do, okay? Other than getting your money right and getting the fuck out of the Western civilization is, do what TFM says. Don't join any militias. Don't join any protesters. Don't do anything online, okay? Right now, guys, you want to focus on getting the fuck out of Western civilization. Okay, these are the gals who ordered baklava from me. Let's see if they're gonna come back again. No, they ain't coming back. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, I just sold the baklava for fucking $5, dudes. And then she tipped me like $1. So, you know, that pretty much paid for a third of the baklavas. You know, I make 12 baklavas. I actually make a whole tray of them. It depends on how you cut them. I like cutting them nice and big in square pieces because I'm lazy. I know some of you guys are like, oh no, you do it in like fucking trapezoids and shit like that. Motherfucker, what do I look like to you? I'm taking the motherfucking easy route, bitch. So, 5 times 12, $60. The ingredients cost me like, the Philly dough, they cost me like $5. Pistachio nuts and walnuts, I'd probably say another $7. The honey involved is probably around $5. So we're looking at about almost $18 to make a batch of baklava that's gonna get me $60, okay? So when I sell one for $5, you know, she pretty much, and she, again, she tipped me $1, so she pretty much paid. I already sold 3 baklavas throughout the whole day, so I've just made my money back on baklava. But you guys have to understand, you know, restaurant business is hard if you don't have the high turnover, you know. If you got employees and, you know, they're making fucking $13 an hour, and for 4 or 5 hours you ain't selling anything, that's wasted money right there, you know. But if you're selling like fucking hundreds of dollars every, you know, if you're selling like $100 every hour or even 2 hours, you're making money. But if you go 4 or 5 hours, you ain't selling shit. That's pure lost money. That's why I'm the only person on the truck. Because, you know, if I go 4 or 5 hours without selling anything, that's fine, you know. At the end of the day, it's my truck, so I can take the loss, you know. But if I am paying somebody $13 an hour, 5 hours, you know, I lost $65 right there if we didn't sell anything in 5 hours. So that's the thing about the food business, guys, you know. Food is the least expensive thing. It all comes down to your turnover. Are you selling hundreds or of, are you selling, you know, are you, it all comes down to volume, guys. Again, if you're not selling anything 4 or 5 hours, that's pure wasted money on employees and shit like that. But if you're like selling like, oh, if your turnover is like you're selling dozens of stuff every hour, you're doing good. So, and part of the, you know, part of having a high turnover is either A, you have a kick-ass location, or B, people love your food to the point where they're willing to drive out of their way to get to you. Unfortunately, we don't have the perfect location. However, we do have the good food where people will drive 5, 10, 15 miles to come to us. So that's the thing about the restaurant business you guys need to understand. You either need to have a super duper good location, or you need to have food so good, so exotic that people will go out of their way for you. Personally, I would much rather have the amazing location over amazing food. So imagine if you have an amazing location and an amazing food, you know. But again, we don't have the amazing location, you know. But this is why if I, you know, go to Ukraine or Colombia, where our American dollar goes a long way, I can have a fuck you amazing location in Ukraine and Colombia. Here in America, you can't afford an amazing spot because that's probably going to cost you $10,000 a month, you know. I don't have $10,000 a month, you know. So that's just my tidbit about the restaurant industry. Anyways, going back to what I was saying about the whole revolution thing is that, like TFM said, guys, when the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, that's when you guys are gonna wake up. And you guys need to understand, when you guys reach fuck it, your mentality has to be either we're gonna die or the enemy is gonna die. One of us is gonna end up dead. Okay, that's gotta be your mentality. And you see, the reason why bad things are happening to the Palestinians is because they don't wanna fight back. Okay, let me say that one more time. The reason why the Palestinians are getting humiliated and defeated and destroyed is because they don't want to fight back. Let me tell you something, dudes. Okay, every motherfucking Muslim in America, they know that 9/11 was an inside job. Every motherfucking Muslim knows that Omar Mateen did not blow up that nightclub, okay? But when you ask them, so, brother, why are you not standing up for the truth? They're gonna say, oh, brother, I just came to this country. I have a wife and kids. I got a job. I'm going to college. I don't want any trouble. You see, if you're not willing to stand up for the truth like the Bangladeshi people did, God will bring the war to your footsteps. I think we might have a customer. I think we do have a customer. Hello, Egyptian Shawarma, how you doing? Alaikum salam, how you doing? Guys, alhamdulillah, how you doing? We are open, however, we are at an event in Stuart. Oh, yeah. I can give you the name. I don't know the address in particular, but I'll give you the name of the pub. You can put that in your Google. It's called, yeah, we're going to be here until probably 1 o'clock at night. What are you interested in so I can make sure we have it in stock? Chicken shawarma, lamb shawarma, anything like that? Okay, good. We have some of that stuff available. We should be good. Yeah, people are not going to come out for another hour and a half anyway. So if you show up, we got chicken, we got lamb for you. And like I said, East Ocean. You know it's on Monterey and East Ocean, right? You know where it is, right? All right, okay. Yes, it is. We are right behind the county building. All right. Sounds good. I'll be waiting for you. See you soon. All right. Assalamu alaikum. See, that's what I was telling you guys. We got people coming over. He's traveling 2 miles to come here. This guy was willing to drive 6-7 miles to go to the location where we're stationed at, okay? This is what you guys fucking want, okay? If you guys don't have the fuck you location where you got thousands of people like passing by you every day just and you're fucking right there, you want people going out of their way to come to you, okay? Which is what we're working on, you know? But if you have the perfect location, you can just open up shop and you make money. As long as you have decent food, I'd rather have decent food in a good location than have amazing food in a not-so-good location. But anyways, going back to what I was telling you, okay? So, and this guy's gonna show up in like 10 minutes. I'm gonna end this video in the next 7-8 minutes anyway. So, like I was saying, you know, what's happening to the Palestinians, they don't wanna fight back because they're afraid that the Jews are gonna kill them. It's like, look, bro, the Jews are openly saying we have the moral right to rape you, starve you, murder you, genocide you. It's like, what are you afraid of at this point, dude? You know? See, again, if you don't take the war to the enemy, God will bring that war to you. And if God brings that war to you, he's gonna shame you, humiliate you, destroy you in the worst possible way. Now, that's some bimbos walk. They didn't even look at us, bunch of bimbos. Anyways, so I want everybody here to understand two things, okay? Until we have a major collapse and millions, if not tens of millions of people here in America die, don't do anything, okay? Don't do anything other than getting your money right and getting the fuck out of the West. Do not do anything. Don't go to protests. Don't go to rallies. Don't join any militias. Don't do anything of that sort until the collapse happen. And it's only gonna happen when there's gonna be a major fuck you event, nuclear war, whatever the case is. Millions, if not tens of millions of people have to die, because God in the Quran says, "Abadi salahun yurisur ard," my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. The Bangladeshis, okay, because they're inherently decent, I know Yogi Obes is one of them, but at the end of the day, not all Bangladeshi are Yogi Obes, okay? Bangladeshi people, because, you know, they're good Muslims and they were willing to stand up for the truth, God was able to grant them victory. Here in America, guys, you and I, we're good people, but the problem is, for every one of us, God knows how many wicked people are out there, especially women, okay, guys? So that's why I'm telling you, don't do anything until the collapse happens, okay? And the collapse, you know when it will happen. Tens of millions of people will die. So, until then, guys, don't do anything at all. Don't join militias, don't join rallies, protesters, because you guys gotta understand, the problem is not us. The problem are the people, okay? Once the wicked people are destroyed, and that's God's business, okay? It's not my business. It's not your business, okay? All we can do is warn the people. Like Noah. Did Noah beat up people, kill people? No. All he did was warn the people of, hey, you're all too wicked. Pull it back a little. Otherwise, God is gonna bitch slap you. That's all we can do. And now if you tell people that, they're gonna look at you like you're a fanatic, like you're a terrorist, like you're an anti-Semite. So just like God said to Noah, amen, stop. The people who have been saved are saved. Everybody else is a fucking lost cause. Let me handle them. Same thing with you guys. Right now, you guys don't try to save anybody. Unless somebody is looking for the truth, don't try to save anybody. Do you guys see me going to these dirty sharmutas out there and be like, hey, let me tell you, no, don't do it, okay? So until the collapse happens, guys, don't do anything, okay? And then at that, when the collapse happens and the people are dead, it's gonna be a ulama, but it's gonna be a whole new world order. And that's gonna be the wicked tyrants against the Salihun, which is me and you. And at that point, guys, you gotta understand, at that point, if you don't take the war to the enemy, God will bring the war to your foot. And if he brings it to your foot, it will be the end of you, okay? Look at what's happening to the Palestinians, okay? Out of 170 million Bangladeshi, how many hundreds of thousands took to the streets, right? Only 10,000 died, okay? That's not a big number, guys. Only a fraction of the 170 million Bangladeshis supported this revolution. But the hundreds of thousands who supported the revolution, they're like, either we're gonna die or this Zionist hole is gonna die, okay? They were adamant about that, okay? And only 10,000 people died. How many people died in Palestine? Like, the first day 10,000 people in Palestine died. It's like, Palestine has 6 million fucking people. There are 6 million fucking Arabs in Palestine. Are you guys waiting to be genocided? Why don't you all just do what the Bangladeshis did and be like, either we're gonna die or the dirty Jews are gonna die? But they don't wanna do that because they don't want to fight. Okay then, if you don't wanna fight, don't be upset when God brings the war to your footsteps, okay guys? Again, at the end of the day, guys, deep down, the average Ahmed hates Allah and Muhammad. Okay, it is what it is. Look, man, I'm the seed of King David. Let me tell you something, dudes. If these wicked motherfuckers, average retarded goyim or dipshit normie like TFM calls them, if they were out of the way and now it's me versus the tyrants, the enemies of God, oh, I'm going full King David on your ass, bitch. But again, until the wicked people are exterminated, don't do anything at all. And you guys gotta understand, by the time when it comes for us to do something, it's gonna be a whole new world at that point. Millions, if not tens of millions, maybe even billions of people are gonna be dead. Again, I cannot stress this enough. When the Son of Mary comes back, we can't have Shaniqua, Shaneni, Yolanda out there twerking. Anyway, guys, I think my customer might be here. See you later. Peace.